Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for October 24th to the 30th. So, I'm not going to go into it all over again, but if you guys happen to see the post that I made on my social media pages yesterday, then you will know that I had a massive wave that came through me on Saturday night that shook me in a really big way. I'm still feeling the after effects of it. My brain is still feeling a little bit wobbly from it. Yeah, it was not fun. It was actually really, really terrifying. It lasted much longer than most waves that I've experienced have. And it went right into vertigo and I had no gravity in my body. And I'm laughing now, but trust me, that's not my reaction as I was experiencing it. So you can go and read the post because I feel like I did a pretty long description of what was going on. And the reason that I did that was because I know that there are a lot of other people out there that experience similar things. And I feel like that if we talk about it and we share about it, then, you know, the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment and all of that can leave, because I feel like part of us who are transmuting energy on this planet, which I feel like is a lot of us, that it makes our jobs easier as more souls kind of just, you know, relinquish, let go of all of the 3D lower energy, you know, the guilt, the shame, the embarrassment, the anger, all of that stuff, as each soul goes through and does their own work and kind of releases that stuff, then the job becomes lighter for the rest of us. The frequency of the planet shifts quicker. And so I feel like if there's more transparency, especially in, you know, my industry, and especially in all of the, you know, the teachers, the gurus, the guides that we have, if there's a little bit more transparency in how difficult and complicated our own, you know, spiritual journey can be sometimes, I feel like it would help others to be able to not be afraid about sharing what they're going through. Because here's the thing, when we don't share what we're going through, we don't bring up to the surface what we're feeling, you know, the anxiety, the nervousness, the all of that stuff. If we don't bring it up, it stays buried. And the deeper we bury it, then of course, the more effects it has on our physical body, but also on our vibrational body, which then affects the frequency of the planet. And so you guys see how that is all connected. So I encourage all of you in any way that you can to express the way you're feeling, the stuff that you're feeling, talk about it, whether you have a blog or you write it in your diary or you talk to a friend about it. Just get it out. Don't leave it inside. Just let it out. And especially right now, this is really, really big, intense energy we have coming through, because of course we have our solar eclipse tomorrow, which is accompanied by the new moon. The solar eclipse, new moon always go together. So two big, massive forces coming together. And the positioning of this particular solar eclipse has some significance in the astrology world, which of course I believe has direct effect on all of us. So, and that's that it's sitting in the south node. So that gives it like a some more intensity to it. So this is going to be about letting go of toxicity on all levels. So when we think about toxicity, you know, you may think about, oh, you know, bad energy, you know, bad habits. It's all of it, right? So this can be, you know, chemical toxicity, so stuff that we're putting into our bodies. This can be ancestral toxicity. So, you know, the stuff that we've come here to break the lineages of, right? That's, you know, how many of our ancestors were alcoholics or drug addicts or suffered from depression or suffered from anxiety? We're here to break those cycles. Many of us are. And then, of course, what about the emotional toxicity, right? That the lack of self-love, lack of self-care, also, you know, the not being able to support others, feeling supportive of others when they're successful, or, you know, having that jealousy within us, all of that is coming up in a really, really big way. And it's not going to be comfortable. I'm not going to lie to you. This is the time of year where all of this big stuff gets shook. And when they were showing me this, you know, we talk about the eclipse and new beginnings, but new beginnings can't happen until we've created some room. And they literally said to me, moving house. And so it's, you know, of course, because this all happens within your own. So this is going to be very much structured around your relationships, your family, your friends, all of this. It's going to have a big effect on all of that. And just think about it. If you had to move your house today, you're moving out of your house, wherever you're living, you had to move out of it. You had to pack it all. You had to clean it all. You had to, you know, transfer all. If you've ever moved before, you know how intense a process it is. It's one of my least favorite things to do, and that's probably why I don't move very much. But, you know, but then again, look at the process of that. So you do all of that hard work. Everything's packed up. It's all cleaned. You go through definitely purging processes where you let go of everything. And then you move into your new house, and your new house is, you know, clean and everything's in order. And you're starting from scratch and you're starting fresh. And so we're just in the process right now, though, of the packing up, of the clearing, of the, you know, throwing out the old stuff. And of course, whenever we're throwing out the old stuff, we're going to have the feelings of all the old stuff come back again, right? It doesn't just, remember, energy just doesn't disappear. It just doesn't dissipate. When it goes back, when it's leaving, we're going to feel and remember and have all of that stuff come up for us. So it's definitely a time to go deep within, because that's where you're going to find, you know, your sanctuary. That's where you're going to find your safe space to be. And so, you know, make things even more interesting. We have, you know, right now, this time of year, we have the veil between the realms, which is incredibly thin, super, super thin. And so for any of us who, you know, have the ability to, and a lot of you guys do absolutely have the ability to connect with other energies. So whether it's mediumship or psychically or just being energetically sensitive, you guys are going to be feeling a lot of extra energy around you, like in a really big, significant way. And so this doesn't always mean, and this is the thing about it, which is, you know, the thing about it is when these portals open, when all these energy portals open, because the veil is so thin, it literally allows all energies to come through. It's kind of like having your, you know, your window open, but not having the screen on. That's what it feels like right now. So it's literally, to me, energetically feels like shit's flying all over the place. Like there's debris everywhere. So this is a really good time to be doing your sage. If you have any protection sprays, any Palo Santos to clear yourself, clear your space, use the crystals that feel the most powerful to you. My favorite is my black obsidian, the pointer ones, because then of course they are stronger. And really kind of interesting, because right now, this time, I have two big pieces of black obsidian that I use. And when I'm doing my readings or I'm doing my channelings and teachings, I put them on my body. And when I'm done, I take them off and they're like coal. They're like hot as fire. They're super, super hot. So it just goes to show you how much energy is actually coming through. And coming through a lot of us, right? A lot of us are filters for this energy. So you're definitely going to be feeling that. They said that we need to go deep inside to find clarity. This is going to be super, super important, because the outside world is so crazy right now. So crazy. Everything is, you know, mixed up. Everything is confusing. They actually gave me the words false prophets. I think this came up before. So be really aware of, you know, what you're taking in, who you're listening to, who you're following, because they kind of put it like this. They said to me that when you're hearing somebody talk, and this goes for what I say too, so you take what I say, run it through your filter, and then you keep what feels right to you, and then let go of the stuff that doesn't. Because the first thing they said was opinions. So when you're listening to a lot of people talk, you're hearing their opinions. They're giving you their opinion, which is often based on their personal experience, right? Even those who are calling themselves channels, because, you know, there's a million pages out there on social media of people that are calling themselves channels. But you can really feel like that it's a lot of opinion, personal opinion based on personal experience. Now, from the opinion comes the perception, right? That's how it goes through their filter. And then it becomes, it looks like this. So remember this, that you have to trust your own. You need to trust your own filter, your own opinion, your own perception, because ultimately that's going to be your guide. You're going to do this based on your, intuition, which is, so strong. Our intuition's so strong when we give it the opportunity, when we don't doubt it, when we don't, dummy it down. And they said to us, this will be really important for us to remember. And, I'm going to work on this myself, because after having that, episode on Saturday night, I'm definitely having, some post-traumatic stress disorder from that, because it was not a good thing in any way. And so they said to so much focus on what we don't want keeps it in our experience. And so this is true. We know that, where our focus goes, energy flows. And so if we are continually focusing on the stuff that didn't go right, or the stuff that we didn't like, or the stuff that is happening that's bad, then it leaves very little energy for us to put into the stuff that we do like, that we do want, that we do need. And that's part of this energy that's coming through, right? The new moon, the new beginnings, it does give us the opportunity to create, right? To be able to manifest in a really big way. Maybe not so much during the eclipse energy right now, but coming through this over the next couple of weeks, that energy is going to shift, and that will be what's available for us. So maybe you'll join me in this, and we'll, just keep on reminding ourselves to bring our focus on the stuff that we want and taking it away from the stuff that we don't want. And this may be, for some of us who, have very busy minds, we may have to distract ourselves a little bit. And so we can distract ourselves by, going out for a walk, sitting out in nature, watching the trees, the leaves now, beautiful time, right? Connecting with the sun, connecting with the elements, playing with your pets, doing all that stuff, which will definitely help your frequency, raise your vibration, and then also create some space. It opens up some space. And of course, it's in that space that we receive the clarity. So meditation will be incredibly powerful today and over the next few days to create some space, create some healing. I know that I'm going to make an extra effort to do as much meditation as possible, because really it will be the place that feels the best for us all right now. So don't forget that we have our readings tonight. We're doing the live readings. We have two special guest readers coming with us. So that'll be three of us doing readings. If you're not coming and you're not going to be there for sure, and you really want to ask a question, then just submit a question via email, and we will go through the questions as well. But hopefully you guys can come out live and see us and meet our guests and get an opportunity to see what other people, how they read. So it should be fun. And we're going to do that at 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. So I will send out the Zoom link for you and the reminder so that you can come, and it should be fun. And then our November schedule will be coming out soon. So make sure you check your emails for that. And be gentle and kind to yourself today. Make sure that you are taking time for self-care, self-love, working on your spiritual foundation. And know that when we're moving that toxic energy out of us, it doesn't feel great. And that's okay, because it will feel better soon. Sending you guys all huge, huge blessings.